Now, joining me to talk about Higgins now are three people who have a long-running interest in the area. George Megalogenis is a political journalist and author. His book, The Australian Moment, became an ABC documentary. Emma Welsh is co-owner of the fruit juice company Emma and Tom's, and there's a factory right here near Paran Town Hall, in fact. And Councillor Steve Stephanopoulos is the Mayor of Stonington, which takes in much of the electorate. Welcome to you all. George, I'm going to start with you. You're a Melbourne man, not in the footy sense. You're familiar with the area. This is small L Liberal territory. It has historic parts, beautiful mansions, Toorak's, South Yarra, but hipster parts too. It's really changed, hasn't it?
It's changed a lot because all of Melbourne is changing because people are moving back to the inner city. So the profile of the electorate is changing in the way traditionally we look to places like the Gold Coast, which have extraordinary churn in their population between elections. And it makes it difficult for the political parties to get a read on who's there because a lot of people are moving in. And Higgins is now one of those electorates. In fact, it's been growing so quickly that they've had to carve out a bit of it to create another seat in the redistribution. Melbourne picks up an extra seat in this federal election. For the first time in 50 years, there's a redistribution that adds a seat to metropolitan Melbourne. And Higgins is in play for any number of reasons, but the most dominant one is what happened to Malcolm Turnbull last August.
Now, the Victorian Liberal Party vote collapsed in the state election in November because of that. And some people think that voters have got it out of their system. What do you think?
I don't think they've got it out of their system because the difficulty the Liberal Party have had with Scott Morrison running a one-man band as Prime Minister is that he's still got too many battles on too many fronts. Too many parts of Australia now are that different that in a place like Victoria, a message that might resonate in Higgins might reassure people in Higgins that the grown-ups are back in charge and that the hard right of the party is no longer sort of tugging it in the wrong direction. By the time you get back up to Queensland, you've got to be on strong borders, you've got to be supporting the Adani coal mine, you don't want to talk about climate change. So that sort of binary choice now the Liberals have forced on themselves because, look, let's face it, the last 6 years this government has been in the grips of a civil war. It's ideological. It's not personality-based as the Rudd-Gillard civil war was. This is about the heart and soul of the Liberal Party. We're in Higgins, of course, which is the Prime Minister factory for the Liberal Party, and also Peter Costello's former seat, Harold Holt's former seat, John Gorton's former seat. It used to be the jewel in the crown. At the moment now, Labor, the Greens and the Liberals would be looking at the electorate thinking each of us have got a chance to win it. And in fact, there's parts of this electorate that has now gone green twice at a state election.
So not a one-off, a realignment maybe?
There is a realignment going on, but the realignment should have, other things being equal, favoured the Liberal Party because a lot of the people who are moving in are young professionals who have yet to have children and so they're living in apartments. That part of the electorate, Labor people were telling me 5-10 years ago, terrified them because it meant that they'd be creeping down back towards the inner city and taking traditional Labor seats and turning them blue. So Higgins should have remained blue and should have remained safe, but what's been happening in Canberra and with the sort of the draw from Queensland has made this seat contestable.
Emma, I want to come to you now. You run a business here. How long have you been here and what's changed?
Well, I've lived in Higgins virtually my whole life, but we've been running the business just behind the Paran Town Hall for 15 years. We have people employed in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. So we've got about 50 employees. So we're in the medium-sized business now. Doesn't feel like it.
What's changed?
So in terms of what's changed for me, I mean, obviously the biggest change that I've seen is the tearing down of a lot of the old industrial buildings, the Red Tulip factory, and turning that into apartments. And for us, in our own street, where we have our warehouse in Melbourne, there's about three different fitness studios in that street. There's a yoga studio, there's someone running a gardening business, and these are all sort of thriving small businesses being run by people like us. And to me, the thing that's important for small business owners is having an economy that we can actually keep running our business. Running a small business is not easy. And starting a business from scratch is hard. So for us to keep employing people, we need to have a stable environment.
It's important that you talk about that. How do you balance your business interests and what's good with your business with social concerns? How do you balance that?
I think we try to do both. From a sustainability point of view, being efficient is great. So using less less waste, less plastic as much as we can. We use recycled plastic in our bottles as much as we can. So we do all the obvious things that we can do. Obviously, being efficient obviously saves us money as well. And then personally, I have a new hobby, which is called Think Equal, which is an educational program teaching social and emotional intelligence to young children, and that's my hobby.
Just quickly, penalty rates, is that an issue for you?
Not so much for us as a business, because we don't employ people on the weekends, but it's a big problem for us with our customers, who are mostly cafes. And so a lot of the cafes are not open on the weekends, and if they're not open, we can't sell to them, they can't sell to their customers. And also those customers, or the people that would be working, don't have that disposable income as well. So the other thing we do, we actually employ something like 20, half of our workforce are not Australians, and we've got 26 different nationalities working in our 50 people. So, you know, a lot of them are people that have arrived to work in Australia, and, you know, we really, really benefited from people being able to come to Australia.
Now, Steve, I want to come to you. You've pointed to the results from the same-sex marriage plebiscite as a guide to how this electorate thinks. Can you expand on that?
Well, look, as Australia's only same-sex married mayor across the entire country, it was a great result, and what it showed is that we had the third highest yes vote in this electorate and the seventh in the country, and if that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does. We are a conservative yet progressive community here, and that's what I love about the city of Storrington and those people who live in the seat of Higgins.
It was interesting, Kelly O'Dwyer's comments were leaked, that she said that the party in Victoria was homophobic. There was this view that it's homophobic, anti-women, climate change deniers. What do people think about that here?
Well, it's interesting because I haven't necessarily seen that in our constituency. I mean, that yes vote clearly demonstrated that we are inclusive. What the party does is a separate story altogether. And there are other people I've spoken to recently who have said, who had been voting conservative for years and years and decades, but they're now thinking maybe not. Maybe they'll look at another party, someone who will actually represent them, because most of us sit in the centre. We don't sit in any of the extremes, either left or right. We are centre people.
And you classify yourself as a swinging voter?
Yeah, I'm a swinging voter. So I actually voted the other day with my mother and my brother because I needed some assistance. So I went with them and voted. And I'm a swinging voter. So I made up my mind there and then. And I don't belong to a political party, and independent through and through.
And if anything happens in the next week that might change your view, you're too late. You've already voted.
Too late.
Yeah. George, I want to come back to you. We've had yet another Liberal candidate disendorsed overnight. Quite a few in Victoria who've been disendorsed. What does that say about the party?
This is the thing that I think is underestimated nationally. The Liberal Party in Victoria is one front in the civil war, but there's actually a lot of conservatives at a administrative level and at a candidate level, and they're jarring with the local community. They don't represent the local community. So we've discussed Higgins as we sort of describe Higgins as very small L Liberal, but it is the old jewel in the crown, and the next seat up is Kooyong, which is also a jewel in the crown, Robert Menzies' old seat. The candidates that have been presented, and we found this in the last state election, the Liberal Party pitched so far to the right that the local community said, I don't recognise that party. And it's worth remembering what happened at that state election. There were four seats where the Labor Party did not spend a single dollar. And they're all in and around here. So Hawthorne, a bit further out Box Hill, and then where Goldstein is, which is on the bay, Brighton, and a bit further up, a bit closer to Higgins, Caulfield. In those four seats, Labor won two of them without spending a single dollar. And there were 10% swings plus, and the other two, they were in front on the night, and the Liberal Party only clawed it back in the pre-poll. So the party itself doesn't represent its local community. Well, that's the perception anyway, and this candidate in Scullin is really off the charts in terms of Liberal values. He's not, anyway, he'd struggle to get elected in Brisbane, for example.
Now I'm going to come to you quickly, each of you. How do you think the election's going to go, and what do you think's going to happen in Higgins?
Well, I think Higgins is line ball. I don't think we'll know the result on the night. Interestingly enough, I was actually walking past one of the pre-polls the other day, and a comp car drove up to it, and a Labor shadow from another state turned up to do some work in the pre-poll. So obviously Labor think this is gettable. The federal election, I can't see a Liberal majority, but I can't see a Labor landslide either, if that makes sense.
Emma?
I think Katie Allen is doing an amazing campaign in Higgins. So when I look at the billboards, if that's going to be a measure of who's going to win, I think she's going to win.
And I agree that Katie's doing an amazing job, but I don't necessarily think it's going to swing away from the Liberals here. But to their detriment, if they ignore their eastern suburbs constituency, they will lose them.
All right. Thank you all for joining AM this morning.